We are surrounded by a virus, and unless God sprays the earth down with a big can of Lysol, which he totally could, it's here to stay in some form or another. What are we learning from it? I think it's safe to say we've all walked enough life to look back and realize there is something to be learned through it all. Often we may be left with more questions than answers, but that's okay too. God can handle all of our questions. We just have to trust Him with the answers. We have all been impacted by COVID in some way. While my experience may be much different than yours, I wanted to share a few things I learned from having COVID and truth I was reminded of. I learned things aren't always what they seem. I find it fascinating that COVID can look and disguise itself as so many other things. I have seasonal allergies, so when I got a little stuffy in my sinuses after cleaning out my front flower bed, I didn't think anything of it. My husband and I chose to be vaccinated, so the last thing I was thinking was I had COVID. But a couple days later, I discovered I did. Every little symptom you normally have with a cold, allergies, the flu, or even a stomach bug can potentially be COVID. It comes disguised as something we think we are familiar with and know well. That made me think of 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. What we think we know to be harmless in our life could be the very thing to take it. We must be on guard and pursue godly wisdom as we test what is good and what is not. What symptoms are we overlooking that we shouldn't? Another thing I learned from having COVID is God is with me. I hate feeling bad. Times of sickness test me. But this time it wasn't just me. My entire family ended up with COVID. It was not the way we expected the summer to end. We isolated and quarantined for 3 weeks once it was all said and done. And in the midst, there were moments of fear. This virus is taking lives every single day. My heart goes out to everyone impacted by it. In my own moments of facing the unknown, I remembered the truth spoken all throughout Scripture from God's voice to man's ear in Genesis, 1 Samuel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Haggai, Matthew, John, Acts, Colossians, time and time again, reminding us, I am with you. Don't be afraid. I also learned we need each other. We need community. While yes, it's always better to give than receive, in our moments of need, we must lay down our pride and allow others to serve us. Often we have no choice. We were surrounded by family and friends who checked on us, offered to get anything we needed, cooked for us, and encouraged us in so many beautiful ways. We were on the receiving end of 2 Corinthians 1:4. Who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God? You are walking a road right now that God wants to meet you on. As He pours out grace, peace, and comfort over your journey, maybe through those around you, you can then pour that out onto someone else walking a similar road. I think the biggest thing I learned from having COVID is something I continue to learn most days of my life. I am not in control. When you're in a season you didn't ask for, or that you did everything humanly possible you think you could do to avoid it, yet still you are there. Let go of all the questions, fear, and concerns, and trust God with it. Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Only when you do that, when facing this virus or any circumstance, can you fully be at peace. That's the truth. What are you learning in the season you're in? Look to God and you'll discover more than you ever expected. I'm Lori Klein.